Hey everyone, this is Anima and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
Future. Four Corners from Sunburnt Stone, currently on Keith Sekola's playlist, and a great recommendation to add to our listening today. Welcome back. It's Brett and Keith checking in with you one last time before we got to wrap up our conversation today. I want to talk future plans, because if there's anybody out there who has a lot going on, Keith, it's you. I mean, we're talking taking your music production company to the next level. You're producing a new album for December when? And I guess let's start there. Let's talk about that. What can you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, I'm working with December when with Dougie and Terry from the Akwesasne Nation. And how it happened was that their relationship with KBFT Radio and George Strong in northern Minnesota at Net Lake, where I'm from. And so it's a really cool circle to be part of. And we wanted to produce this album before the pandemic. And in March of 2000, I think, 20, we started the idea. And then last September, a window came up. I said, George, let's go for it. Let's get Terry and Dougie out in some studios in northern Minnesota and let's do it. And so they came out for a week, and we recorded in studios on the Iron Range called Sparta Studio Sound with Rich Mattson. And then we recorded down in Duluth at a Sacred Heart. It was an old refurbicated Catholic church with a recording. We recorded right in that area. Mm. And this was a week in September. I came back in October and did a little bit more production. And finally, October and November, And in November, we wrapped it up with the production end, and we're sending it out to get mastered today. And so it's an actual step in this puzzle of being a Native American production cooperative. And here we had a couple artists who had some songs, and me as the producer, I helped take the songs into cosmic territory and songwriting, and give a strong song production. And these guys are ready. In the studios we did, they were ready to do our work. And the album's going to be released, the first release date, maybe for a song called I'm a Big Boy, which I'll send up for you guys. Is on the February 22nd of 22, so 2-2-2-2-2.
Ah, nice.
And we're going to release it at 2-22 on that day, so there'll be all twos in the number. And and another song I'm going to release is called 2-2 Duluth. And so a lot of things are happening, Brent. Those are some of the things that I've done with production. But I'm really proud of this production. We took it from scratch to actually having something finished. And that's a really good feeling for any artist.
I can't wait for the December wind release as well. And one last thing. Now, we can't let this conversation go without talking about one of the latest uploads on the internet. It's already garnered over 20,000 views. The video hasn't even really been up a month yet. And of course, I'm talking about Playing for Change. What can you tell listeners about your collaboration with this great initiative?
I shot it in early August in Flagstaff. I went back up there, and they were interested, and we were working on a song called When the Levee Breaks. And we went up there and we recorded that, and that's being released with Derek Trucks on slide guitar and John Paul Jones playing on it, and Susan Trecci from singing with other artists. And I played some slide guitar now. When the Levee Breaks, We Got No Place to Go. It's almost about climate change and everything. You know, the levee was in 1929 down on the Mississippi River. That was the levee they were talking about. But the revisited version is almost like a version of climate change and why things are going amok and things. And so we released it with that song. But during that process, I was playing an Indian card for them, and they said, you know, that would be a good song to release. You know? And so I played my guitar, and we started the chain with that. And I was there at the ground level of how do we do a song like that? We got the beat and we kept the beat throughout it. And now we'll go around the world and we'll give essence to the song, the substance.
And people are welcome to help participate with this as well, yeah?
Yeah, I know we're going to have artists are going to want to do it. I know, you know, we'll recommend artists, and I know how they go about things in Playing for Change. What a wonderful group of people.
That's fantastic. Keith, where can people find more about you at?
Sokola@cox.net is my website, which will be updated and things. And then, of course, my Facebook page and social media pages are kind of updated. I guess we just start from there.
Thank you so much for your time today, Keith. It's always a pleasure to get caught up with you. I'm looking forward to what 2022 brings, not only for you, but December Wynn and the production company with Akina Music Productions. And you have so much going on. Listeners, you got to stay tuned as well. And I hope we can get caught up soon.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. And thank you to all the listeners out there. And keep strong and keep healthy this year. Keep your family close and love. Miigwech.
Seems like there's a lot of cheap imitations out there. Every cool dude has a different mood. Each time you turn the musical page, another new face becomes a rage. But me, I only sing the blues. Slide down a jazz swing, play my flutes. Every day another new gimmick. Impersonators trying to mimic. Avoid the word, just wanna cruise. Everyone wants to win, and no one wants to lose. These sack of seats, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has a blues. esoteric factory went up the other day, using my symbol as their image, depicting the new age. Intellectual copyright means nothing to these cats. People like to take, but they don't like to give back. Out on the gun terrace, I water my beans. Somewhere far away, selling on a market. Some watered down beans, impersonated as a real thing. Never had the pleasure of hearing a real cat sing. There's a time thing to do, to sing the blues. Come to a place to play your flutes. If you can't be someone else, you must be yourself. Engage Mother Earth, waiting for miraculous birth of fried bread messiah, Quinn the Inuit. Where's the father son when you want to quit? Out there on the high road I played my notes. Out there on the mesa I sowed my oats. It's not really that I wanted it that way. The canyon lands are the playgrounds I play. Avoid the work, just wanna cruise. Everyone wants to win and no one wants to lose. These sack of seeds, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has a blue. These sack of seeds, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has a blue.
Hello, this is Keith Sokola and you're listening to Native Voice One.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Someone did it right, but I burned the place down overnight. It's mine. Found one more love to love, but it only left me flawed and smug. That's when I simplified. Stockpile, it's gone. Something should be working out, but it's all too busy shutting down. It's closing.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.